That would have been tough. We're up to Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, the bottom line. So Amar Rabba Rav Huna. The last thing we have been discussing for the last a couple of dafim, that when you give money over to someone, that does not finalize the deal. A, from a transaction perspective, Mos is not kaina, meaning either biblical or rabbinic, as we'll see today, Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, and it can't be chalipin because money can't be the object of chalipin, or at least according to one opinion, money cannot be the object of chalipin. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbar Rav Huna, Mocher li be'elu. So here's the case. You have a Gemara. I have just a wad of cash. I don't even count it. And I say, that for this. And I hand it to you. The halacha is kana. It works. Meaning, the second I give you the money, the transaction is done. Seemingly, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, it's working as chalipin. Although normally money does not work as chalipin, in this case it does. Why? Because you're not interested. Think about what the transaction has to be. It can't be business straight up because you don't even know how much money I'm giving you. I literally am just saying, take whatever's in my hand. And you're like, fine. Deal. So that can't be a business transaction because you don't even know how much is. It must be that it's working mitzad chalipin. That's the Gemara understands. And the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, I thought money is not used for chalipin. We'll deal with that.
Why can't it simply be that he knows that he needs cash and therefore he's willing to take what there is as a business?
So the Gemara understands that pashtus, for you to not even care about the amount, it's pashtus, not a classic transaction. Therefore, it's trying to. The Gemara is eventually going to say it like you, but the Gemara right now thinks that it's working mitzad chalib. Okay.
As far as currency goes, according to what we're saying over here, a check wouldn't be good then.
What do you mean? Why?
Because the money has to be in his hand right away.
No. It could be a check that represents money. Yeah, it's a good point. By the way, just in general, how it. You're a good point. Okay, fair point. Check might be a little different, might be considered shtar, and then the halachas maybe could be used for chalipin. Good point. It says,
because until it's deposited.
Correct. It's more of an IOU. Okay, good point. It says the Gemara, although it's working mitzad chalipin, yesh lo alav ana, which is interesting. Ana means that if I give you a value, if I pay you and it's off by a sixth of the market value, either you're ripping me off or I'm ripping you off, it's grounds to say mekachtos. The halacha is, I could say mekachtos in this case. Meaning, although we're not looking at it as a classic transaction regarding that it's chalipin, we are looking at it as a classic transaction regarding oina. Why? Because I said, sell it to me. So I didn't use a jargon of chalipin. So in some ways it's like chalipin, but in some ways it's a classic transaction. And this classic transaction, if it's off by a sixth, there's grounds to say mekachtos. The Gemara speaks it out. Kana afagav d'loy moshach. The second I gave you the money, the transaction is done. D'kivan d'loy kapit. Because I did not specify the amount of money, you didn't specify the amount of money. Kana. It works. D'chi chalipin dami. Because it's working fundamentally like chalipin. But, yesh l'abay le no. But if you find out that I ripped you off, you could say mekachtos. Why? D'machar li be'elu kamar. Because you said, sell it to me with this amount, which implies that you want it to be somewhat of a transaction. So it's a little bit of an interesting thing. It's sort of like, some ways chalipin, some ways transaction. Like chalipin, no one would say, how does chalipin work, right? Let's say I want that gemara, so I give you my yarmulke. Nobody says, oh, you ripped me off. This yarmulke is not worth the same value. Everyone knows chalipin doesn't have to be the same value. But when it comes to transaction, the assumption is that there's a market value, you're going to give me the amount of the market value. So in some ways it's chalipin, some ways it's like a mecher. Rav Abba disagrees. He's more consistent. He says, machar li be'elu, kana ve'ena lo ve'ena. He says, no, it's a transaction and there's no mekachtos, meaning it's chalipin, straight up chalipin. I don't care that the amount, chalipin does not have to be the right value. That's the point. It's straight up chalipin. And therefore, because it's perceived as chalipin, as we'll see in a moment how this is possible, because it's perceived as chalipin, it doesn't matter whether the money is the value of the Gemara. It's irrelevant. It's a good transaction. Now the Gemara says,
I have to ask a question. Is there in business today, does anybody do this chalipin business?
I do every single time there's a mecher. Oh.
No,
no, not really. I don't know what's happening. It has somewhat of an existence, but not practically, no. So Rav Pshita, the Gemara says, according to Rav Abba, that we're looking this as chalipin, and the reason why it's chalipin, and even if the value of the money is not equal to the value of the merchandise, don't worry, because the guy doesn't really, he knows it's chalipin, that's part of the deal. Says the Gemara, Pshita t'poshit, damim ve'ein makbid alei en ha'karmin d'kani k'chalipin damim. Every chalipin, if you don't care about it, it works. Meaning, if I give you a kerchief and then I want to get the table, right? That's how chalipin works, right? I want to be kind of the table. You see, we're used to chalipin now in like halachic purposes. We don't really use chalipin much to be kind of items. We usually more to be kind of responsibility. Like at a ksuba, right? The chassan gives the kinyan, does the kinyan. He's not acquired, he's acquiring the responsibility. But let's go old school. I want that table. I don't want to do a kinyan on it. So here, just I give you my yarmulke. If you pick up the yarmulke, I get the table. The Gemara says it's pashit that if you don't care about the value of the yarmulke, it works. Meaning, you know, it's not valued the same as the table. It's not a clear chalipin means a swap, but it's not an equal swap. It's you understand that works. Here's the question though: chalipin o makbid ali and mai. What if you're particular? I give you my yarmulke. You give me the table. And let's say you want to keep the yarmulke, fine. What if you're particular that the yarmulke has to be the same value as the table, and it's not? Is that a problem? Meaning, in other words, this is a very rare occurrence, because most times people don't care. What if I give you my yarmulke or my handkerchief, and you want to make sure the handkerchief has to be the same value as the table you're giving me, and it's not? Is the deal off? Meaning, if you're makbid on chalipin, does it make it null and void? Would you say, no, it doesn't matter whether you're makbid. This is how the kinyan works. So the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you that if you're makbid, deal is off by chalipin. Why? Because we're going to have a case of chalipin that didn't work, seemingly because they were makbid about the value. And you see that if you're makbid, the deal is off. The Gemara says, Amar bad barav tashma, haresha yataifis parasi v'ayman. So I'm in the marketplace holding my cow. You come over, Masha comes over, he says, Parasa Lama, what are you doing with that cow? So Lechamar Nitzar. So I say, well, I brought the cow because I'm really looking for a donkey. So I'm hoping to sell the cow, buy a donkey. So I have a cow looking for a donkey. You have a donkey looking for a cow. So the Gemara says, Yeshli Chamar Shani Naisin Lach. So here's the deal. So instead of swapping, so I got a cow, you got a donkey. We want to make a deal with each other. So here's what I say. You say to me, how much are you selling your cow for? I say, kama v'kama, kach v'kach, $100. Now, in particular, $100. I say to you, how much you want your donkey for? Kach v'kach, $100. So it turns out the values work. So what happens? I give you my cow, you give me the donkey. Now, this is chalipin, yeah? So the second I give you the cow, the transaction should be done. You don't need both sides. Well, the Gemara at this point perceives it as chalipin. The Gemara might change it to be what you're saying. But at this point, the Gemara perceives that this is a case of chalipin. Cow for donkey. Now, because that, by the way, that could be a form of chalipin. Chalipin doesn't just have to be a handkerchief. It could be item for item. A swap. I'm giving value you a cow. Well, in this case, it's value for value. It doesn't have to be. In this case, we're particular about the value. So I give you the cow, you give me the donkey. What's the halacha? If it's classic chalipin, if I give you the cow, transaction's done. You don't have to grab the donkey for the transaction to be finished. One side, if I give you the handkerchief, deal's over. So the Gemara says, Moshech bala chamar esapar, avoy hisbe bala par limshech es chamar shem es chamar. You take my cow, and I'm on my way to take your donkey, and what happens? Your donkey dies. You know what the halacha is? No deal. Wait a minute. Why no deal? It was chalipin. It should be finalized the second you take my cow. So why is it? So here's the question. Why was it the deal off? Why was it no deal? It must be, we assume it's chalipin, not like what my father said. We assume it's chalipin. And why is it no deal? Again, I give you my cow. You take the cow. You start walking away. I said, okay, let me pick up the donkey. I grab the donkey. Right before I grab it, dies. You know what the halacha is? Deal is off. What do you mean? What do you mean deal is off? It's chalipin. You took the cow. Deal is over. Why deal off? It should be finalized. The answer is, it must be it's chalipin, but because we're particular about the values, I'm makbid that the cow is 100. You're makbid that the donkey is 100. Because we're particular about the values, if the values don't add up, deal off. So you see that by chalipin, we care about the values. And if you care about the values, the deal is not finalized, unless both sides get what they want. So Amar Rava. So that's the Gemara says. We assume that this is talking about chalipin, and the reason why it doesn't work is because Gemara says shmami no chalipin or makbin alein lokana. That by chalipin, if you're particular about the values, deal is off. The Gemara says no. This is what my father said. Why do you assume this is chalipin at all? This isn't chalipin. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says atu chalipin b'shuftani askin ed loikabdi. Kol chalipin mikbin kabdi v'kana. Whereas every type of case of chalipin, it could be that the person cares. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't make a difference whether you care about it or not. The second you take the kerchief, the second you take the item, deal is done. I don't care whether you care or not. So why in this case did it not work? You know what the case was? What do we think the case is? I have a cow, you got a donkey. Chalipin. I give you my cow, deal over. It should be done. The problem is I give you my cow, your donkey died, and I say, backsies, I'm out. Why did that work? You want to know why? Because it wasn't what we thought. It wasn't cow for donkey. It was cow and sheep for donkey. I gave you the cow, but you didn't grab the sheep also. The reason why it wasn't done is because it was the equivalent of me saying, I'll do chalipim, I'm giving you two kerchiefs. And I give you one, and before I give you a second one, the other item loses value. The reason why it didn't work is because you didn't do a proper chalipim yet. It wasn't just cow for donkey. It was cow and sheep for donkey. And you only grabbed the cow. So you didn't finish the kerchief part. So the Gemara says, Hachem ha'yaskinan damar l'chamar v'par v'tla. U'mashach ha'sapar v'adayin lo'y mashach ha'satla d'lo'y havel ha'mashicham alya. You didn't do the proper kinyan on the ma'isa chalipin. If you had done, the deal would have taka been finalized. Okay. Now, we had a question before. We started today's daf by me saying the following case. You have a Gemara, I have some coins in my hand. I just go over to you and I say, whatever is in my hand you're taking, you're like, yeah, deal. I don't know the amount, you don't know the amount. I give it to you, deal is finalized. Why? Because it's chalipin. I thought money cannot be used as chalipin. I thought that's the point, right? I give you the money, the deal is done. You can't back out. Why? Because it's chalipin. I thought money cannot be used for chalipin. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar Machli Be'elu V'Kana V'yesh Lavana. Leima Savar Avuna Mas Be'en As Chalipin. I thought, according to one opinion, money cannot be used for chalipin. So why is it being finalized over here? So the Gemara says, No. It's not, I'll say it outside of Sina said, it's not chalipin. Money is actually, right, we had a Shaila. In general, go back to the Mishnah. I don't want to, get tired sometimes, just to chazer one more time. Stamazai, forget about chalipin. I'm buying that Gemara from you. I have $10, you have the Gemara. I give you the money. Is the deal finalized? No. Why? Why not? Because money is not koina. According to Rav Yochanan, money is koina deraisa, but it's not koina derabanan, because we're afraid that if I give you the money and the deal is done, if there's a fire, you're not going to save my Gemara, as we'll get to. But really, on a deraisa level, mois is koinus. The only reason why it's not koina is derabanan. Chazal only made that rule that money is not finalized on a common occurrence. You know what's not common? A transaction where you don't know the amount of money I have and I don't know the amount of money I have. Because that's not common, it's not included in the gezerah. So really, it's not chalipin. It's a classic transaction of a business, of commerce. So why does it finalize? I thought money doesn't finalize the deal. I thought only the merchandise does. The answer is, on a biblical level, according to Rav Yochanan, money does finalize the deal. So how come it's not finalized? How come normally it's not finalized? Because we're afraid that there'll be a fire in the attic and you won't save the Gemara as we'll deal with later. But Chazal only made that rule on something that is common. It's uncommon to make a transaction where you don't know the amount of money being given. So because it's uncommon, it's not included in the gzeira, and actually the money is koine, not because of chalipin, because mois is koine. So the Gemara says, Loi, Ravuna Savil Krav Yoichanan Damar, Dvar Taira mois koine. Umnei ma'am, Mashicha koine, gzeira, and yoyim, lozine, vizichatech, ba'aliyah. And therefore, mils is the shchicha gazer rabbana, mils loy shchicha loy gazer rabbana. So therefore, this could work out that it's not chalipin at all. Amar le'Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yishur, Nachman le'Ravashi, Atan hachem asisa, na hachem asisa, we actually had him a first. V'chein, Amar Rav Huna, ein matbein as chalipin. Rav Huna Taka says that money cannot be used as chalipin, therefore it must be that this is talking about kinyan of kesa. Okay. Next sugya, which is incredibly important, because when anyone ever has done chalipin, as on the side of the one who's doing it, you always get confused. Who should be giving who the item? Who gives the kerchief to who? So, it's we paskin.
Sort of when we sell chametz.
Correct. So, but you see, the reason why it's confusing is because by a chasana, by the tnoyim, both sides are doing it because they're both getting something. Right. By the chasin, and it's also confusing because over there you're not getting an item, you're getting responsibility. So it's a little hard. But let's go pasha case. Yeah, pasha case. I want that table. And we're doing a kinyan chalipin. Do I give you the yarmulke and then I get the table? Or do you give me the yarmulke and then I get the table? That's the question. So says the Gemara, b'ma koinin, whose handkerchief is given over? So Rav Amar b'keil of shel koina, the one who's receiving, and this is how we paskin, meaning the one who's receiving. So therefore, in this case of the table, yeah, I'm getting the table. Menashe's giving me the table. I give him my yarmulke, and then I get. I give, and then I get. That's the barter. So therefore, last night, okay, you're doing a mechiras chametz. They are giving you the rights of shlichus, right? They're giving you the power of attorney. I'm receiving as the rabbi the power of attorney. Therefore, I give them my yarmulke, right? The rabbi gives them the pen, or I give the yarmulke. So I give you the yarmulke. By you acquiring the yarmulke, I get the power of attorney. That's how it's perceived. So the Gemara says, Kelev shel koina. Why? And it makes sense that this should be it. Because Chalipin is a barter. In the case of the table, right? I want Menashe's table. So in order to get, you got to give. I give the yarmulke, I get the table. The Gemara says, "Denichale lekoin, it'll have a machne koin." By me giving you this item, ki hechi deligmar veliknile, that convinces you to give me the table. So it's a barter. I give and then I get.
I give you my pen,
and you're getting the right of attorney. The power of attorney is your, the rabbi is receiving the power of attorney. What are they receiving? What are the someone selling chametz? What do they receive? A shliach? No, they're receiving the power. You're receiving the power of attorney. That's what the Gemara says.
Yeah, well, that sounds like we're getting a schus.
No, you're getting the power of attorney. It's a right. It's a right. You're getting a power of attorney. Levi Omar b'kelev shamakna. Levi says no.
Hold on,
the one.
Wait, 1 second. So buy a wedding.
I knew, yeah, the right. Wedding is different though because they're both getting stuff. Wedding, they're both getting, so they're both going to be doing a kinyan.
How they both doing?
Because there's two sides of the tanayim.
No, so what?
You're talking about the ksuba?
Yeah.
The ksuba is they use the chosin's, the chosin. I don't know anymore. He's getting the chiyuvim.
No, I give. I'm the outside person, and I say by picking up my pen.
Yeah, because the chassan is giving, the chiyuvim. I don't know. I told you, the wedding is complicated. I can't right now. That's too much on my brain. The point is over here, when the item is being given, we pass in Kael Shulkan. That I can tell you for sure. We pass in Kael Shulkan. So the Gemara says, Levi disagrees. He says, B'Kael Shulmakna, the one who's actually giving the table also gives the yarmulke. You give both. So the Gemara says, why? As we'll explain in a moment. The Gemara says, according to Levi, the Gemara says, you know what's strange about Levi? Okay, let's go with Menashe's case. Menashe wants to give me a table. According to Levi, you give me the table and you give me the yarmulke. So you give me both. You give me your yarmulke, I acquire the yarmulke, and by doing so, I also acquire the table. Why? It seems like the way it's working is that the kinyan on the yarmulke also gives you a table. Now, instead of table, that could make sense. Let's go instead of table, let's go land. You're giving me a piece of land, you give me your yarmulke. By me acquiring your yarmulke, I also get your land. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like a kinyan on that by me acquiring this small little yarmulke, I'm also getting land. That's not how it works. When you acquire land, you get movables. When you acquire movables, you don't get land. So if you're telling me that I'm getting both from you, that sounds like to me, like by my acquisition of the kerchief, I'm also getting the other item. The Gemara says, it should be the opposite. It should be that I do the transaction on land and I get the kerchief, not the vice versa. How could be acquiring a kerchief? It sounds like agav, because you acquire the kerchief, it's such a powerful kinyan, you also get something else. How could that be? That's a question on Levi. So Amar Lei, you have a Levi Hacha. So Rava says, if Levi was here, have a mapik, la'apach, pulsi, denura. Levi would shoot at you sparks of fire. He'd be very upset that you're asking such a shayla. Why? Misav glima maknalei. Bahi anodaka makabu mine gavar akne. It's not that you get the land because you acquire the kerchief. You also get the land. It's the pleasure that you get that he acquired your kerchief. You give him the land. So it's not that the Kenyan on the movables gets you the land. It's that when I did the kinyan on the movables, that makes you so happy that you accept my kerchief. Oh, you accepted my yarmulke. I'm so happy. I give you over the land. So it's not working in the classic way. Okay, the Gemara says, so right now we have a machlokes of who is giving the kerchief to who. Is it the acquirer Is it the giver or the receiver? Gemara says kitanoi. The truth is machlokes tanoi. The source of, I'll just say outside what we're doing. The source of chalipin is from Boaz. That Boaz acquired Rus's land and the right to marry Rus. I guess the right to do yibum and her land. Basically, they did chalitza and he acquired the land from the goyel ploini almoini. The question is, who gave the shoe? The shoe was the item used as, that was their kerchief, they used the shoe. The post says they gave a shoe. Who gave to who? So, Pliny Almoini is giving the land to Boaz. So, if it's the caliph of the receiver, that would be Boaz giving his shoe. If it's the caliph of the machna, that would be Pliny Almoini's shoe. It's machlekes tanoim, who gave whose shoe? Okay, so you see the machlekes. Kitanoi. Well, we'll see. The pasuk's a little unclear. The pasuk says like this: Zayis lefinim biYisrael. This is the classic rule of Klal Yisrael. Ala gula, ala tmura, lekayim is called davar. So you have gula, tmura, and lekayim called three different types of kinyanim. Shaloif ishna aloif and asal reayu, that they take off your shoe and you give it to your friend. What is this pasuk talking about? First of all, what's gula zumachira? That's talking about the laws of selling. Chenor me lo yikam. Tamura is a chalipin. Tamura is a reference to chalipin. It's an exchange. As the pasuk says, regarding chalipin, l'kayim is called davar shalaf ishnalev in asan reyu. You give the shoe to the other. The question is, min asan lami. Who gave the shoe to the other? So the first opinion is, boyaz nasan lagoyal. Boyaz gave the shoe. That's keil shalkayna. So because boyaz is receiving land, he gives the shoe. Rav Yehuda Imer goyal nasan lagoyal is the opposite, because he holds that the makna gives the kalim. Okay. Fine. Let's keep going to finish up the sugya of chalipin. Tana, koinin b'kli, we acquire with a kli, meaning chalipin must be used with a kli. Afa b'yishayim b'shava pruta. Even though the kli is not worth a shava pruta, it could be used as chalipin. Rav Nachman, lo yishan al b'kli. Rav Nachman says, you could only use chalipin with a kli, avo b'peri loy, but not with produce, meaning it has to be a vessel. If it's not a vessel, no good. So Sheshes disagrees. He says, no, it could be a non-kli as well. So the machlek is whether you could use a non-kli, you could use an apple. For chalip is a machlek, it's Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes. My time at Rav Nachman, what's Rav Nachman's reasoning that you cannot use a produce? Amakron naloi, nali midichron aloi. He says, it was the pasuk says a shoe. A shoe is a kli. So it has to be like a shoe, which is a kli. Rav Sheshes, who allows all items to be used as chalip, and what's his source? My time of the Rav Sheshes. Amarkar l'kaim kol davar. Kol davar means anything. So the Gemara says, so Rav Nachman focuses on the word nalei, it has to be like a shoe, dafka kli. Rav Sheshes says, no, it could be anything kol davar. So the Gemara says, ul Rav Nachman nami oksiv l'kaim kol davar. What does Rav Nachman do with kol davar? Rav Nachman holds you can't use a kol davar. So what does he do with kol davar? Ahu l'kaim kol davar de niknin b'minil. You know what that means? Rav Nachman holds that you can't use, you have to use a vessel for chalipin. Kol davar tells you, though, the item that you're acquiring could be anything. Meaning, according to Rabbi Nachman, could you use an apple as the kerchief? No. But if I use a kerchief, I can acquire apples. That's the kol davar. The kol davar is what's being acquired. Anything can be acquired through chalipin. Rav Sheshes, nami oksiv naloi. Rav Sheshes, who allows peiris, what does he do with naloi? Amalei Rav Sheshes, ma naloi davar mesuyim, av kol davar mesuyim. Lafuki chatzi rimen v'chatzi ego is deloy. Rashesha says that naloy is not to exclude peiris, but you know what it is excluding? The peiris have to be complete. You see, a shoe is complete. It's a self-contained item. It's complete in what it is. It's not deficient. So too, Rashesha says, you could use fruit, but it has to be complete. No half a banana. It has to be a whole banana. That's no half a banana. Okay. Rav Sheshes, Breder of Idi, Kaman Kasvina Idna. Nowadays, this is the lashon that they would say over when they would do a chalipin. Actually, it was more, it was written down. This is when they were describing a kinyan, so this is how they would describe it. Let's go through each word. Mana, the kinyan is affected by a mana, a vessel. De kosher, that is suitable. Limikanyabe, to acquire with it. Four words. Mana, the kosher, lemekanya, bay. Each word.
Well, this is what they would say when they would do the act.
Not say, they would write. I don't think they said anything. But this is, it says that they would describe it. Apparently, like when there's svarim describing like different kinyanim, that was how they would describe a kinyan soda. So each word tells you a different halacha. Let's go through each one. Mana, a vessel, that's to say that it has to be a vessel, not fruit. That's lafuki midrav sheshes damar kain beperus. That's the first one. Then the next word was kosher. It has to be suitable. That's lafuki midshmuel damar kain, and go to the next page bimaruka. That's to exclude shmuel shita. Shmuel shita is that you have to use a vessel. Shmuel shita is that you could use a vessel made of animal dung. Kamashmalan, no. Kosher means it has to be a somewhat chash of a vessel. You can't use a vessel made of dry dung. Lemekanya. Lemekanya is a lashon of to acquire. You know what that implies? That has to do with the shaila that we had before of who's giving the kalev shalkoina, kalev shalmakna. We said before that we paskin is kalev shalkoina. Kalev shalkoina means the one who's acquiring gives. So that's the Gemara says, Lafukim Delevi, Dabra Kael Shalmakne, Kamash, Lemekanya, Vlodha Knuya. Lemekanya implies the one receiving. So therefore, this Kenyan is being given over by the one receiving, meaning it's the one who receives, gives. You give and then you get. And the last one is Bay. Bay means this, meaning only this can be used to the exclusion of, there's some case that you cannot use for Chalipin. Bay means this to the exclusion of, Rav Papa Amr Lemute Met Beya, you can't use coins for Chalipin. He says you can't use Isurayana because it doesn't have any value. Okay. Ikadamri some of a different version that Bay is excluding Amra Papa Mute Met Beya. And Abra Zibutim Ravashi, Lemute Isurayana, Aval Mariko Leitzrich. According to this version, animal dung is unnecessary. It's Pasha, you can't use that. An animal dung vessel is Pasha that it can't be used. Okay. That was the end of the Kenyan Chalipin Sugya. Let's keep going. Two more sugyas. One more sugya, and then the second one is a little bit trickier, but we'll be done in 10 minutes. Asimon konas amatbeya. We said in the Mishnah that when you're swapping a coin for an asimon, the coin is considered the currency, and the asimon is considered the merchandise. What's an asimon? My asimon, amarav, mos hanitnes b'simin lebeis amerchatz. He says, you know what asimons are? They're coins and tokens. When they would go to the bathhouse, they would want to make sure that to know how many people came in that day so they could charge them. So each one that would come in, they would give you like a token. So it's a token. It's not, it's close to currency, but it's not really currency. It's more, it's a token. It's like, Dave and Buster's coins. It's not a coin. That's an asimonus. Okay.
Same idea as what asimon used to be in Israel with the phone.
Is that what they used to be, coins?
Yeah.
I thought they were cards.
No, it was coins.
They were coins.
A little hole in it. They were little round coins with a hole in the middle.
Yeah.
And you would
print to the telephone.
It represents money, meaning you have to buy them?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's mamash this. So you have to buy them, they represent money. Okay. Interesting. So they're kind of like currency, but kind of not like currency.
And you could put a little thread on it and drop it in and pull it
out. Oh, interesting. That's clever. So the Gemara says, here's the problem. You're telling me an asimon is the coin that they would, a token in the bathhouse. Meis, we have a kasha. This brisa says, ein mechal and meis sheni al asimon. You can't transfer the holiness of meis sheni onto an asimon because it's not considered money. Velo almos, anitnes b'sim lebeis amerchas. And you can't put it on tokens of the beis amerchas. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like they're not the same. If an asimon is a token of the beis amerchas, then why is it two separate cases? It says you can't transfer the holiness onto an asimon, and you can't transfer it onto a token of the beis amerchas. That obviously tells you that asimon is not a token of the beis amerchas. Mechlal de asimon lav maos anin beis amerchas. V'chi teiman bevrushikim bevarish. And if you say really it's one case, and the mission is saying what is an asimon? It's a token. Problem is that can't be. Halaytani Achi, you have a brayse that says not like that. The brayse says mechalin ma'ase shen el asimon de Rav Dosa. Rav Dosa actually says you could transfer the holiness onto an asimon because it's considered somewhat of a currency. Disagree. But they all agree you can't use a token. Meaning, clear from this brayse that an asimon is not a token. They're two separate halachas. So Gemara says you're right. Elam Rav Yochanan, my asimon. You know what asimon is? Pulsa. It's an unminted coin. It's the metal before they stamp George Washington on. It's in an unstamped quarter. That's what an asimon is. So it's not a token. It's an unstamped quarter, which I think is closer to currency than a token because it will be currency. It will be currency. Okay. The Gemara says, and Rav Yochanan's definition of an asimon, which is unminted coins, this is Rav Yochanan Lishitaso. Dom Rav Yochanan, as Rav Yochanan said, Rav Dosa, Rav Yishmael, Amid Rav Echad. Rav Yochanan once said that Rav Dosa and Rav Yishmael said the same thing. What did Rav Dosa say? Rav Dosa said that you could transfer the holiness of Maisa Sheni onto Nasimon. And he says the same thing as Rav Yishmael. What is Rav Yishmael? Rav Yishmael, Omahi, the Tanya, Vitzartek, Hasabi Adecha. The Pasuk says V'tzarta kesef, this is talking about transfer of the holiness. L'rab is called davar anitza biyad. Rav Yishmael says that you could transfer holiness on anything that's held in your hand as currency, meaning even if it's not an actual coin, you could transfer the holiness. Meaning even if it's an asimon, which is an unminted, you could still transfer the holiness. Rav Akiva oimer, l'rab is called davar sheyesh lo tzir. Rav Akiva says, no, it has to actually be minted. It has to actually have an imprint of someone on the coin itself. Okay. Now, now up to the last sugi of the day. The last sugi of the day is as follows. This is a lot what we talked about. No, that's Rav Akiva's opinion. Rav Yishmael says an asimon could be used even though it's unminted. It has no stamp. Now, well, just to finish up, this last sugi is as follows. Go back to the Mishnah. I'm buying a Gemara from you. I have cash, $10 for the Gemara. You give me the Gemara, deal is done. But if I give you the money, deal's not done. Why? Mos is not koina. Why? Machloikis. According to Rish Lakish, Mos is not koina biblically. Midaraisa, Mos is not koinas. Midaraisa doesn't work. According to Rav Yochanan, it deraisa works. When I give you the money, really the deal is done. But we're afraid that there's going to be a fire. And it's very simple. If I give you the money without having to take the Gemara, that could be a situation where Menashe has in his house Gemaras of other people. That's basically what you've created. You've created a system that I give you the money. I didn't pick up the motorcycle yet. I didn't pick up the Gemara yet. So my motorcycle or my Gemara is in your house. And what's going to happen? A fire breaks out. You're not going to save my stuff. And therefore, in order to incentivize you to save my stuff, we make it that the money does not finalize the deal. Okay, Sean. So the Gemara says, let's speak it out. Rav Yechanan says on a biblical level, giving over money finalizes the deal. So why did the rabbis say it's not done yet and you need to do Mashiach? You have to actually take the movable item. Because we're afraid that a fire is going to go out. There's going to be a fire. You're not going to save my item. You only save your own items. And therefore, we want to make it that if it's in your house, it's still yours. And therefore, to protect the buyer, the seller will now do all that he can to save the item from the fire. And therefore, to protect the buyer. I'm buying a Gemara from you. I give you the money to protect the buyer. To protect the buyer, Menashe is selling me a Gemara. I'm buying a Gemara from you. I give him the $10. I get the Gemara. Yeah, to protect the buyer. If the money alone could be it, I always have a buyer seller in my head. I was always confused. If good luck over the next 30 dollars. The point is, therefore, in order to protect the buyer, we want to make it that money is not finalizing the deal. Fine. Says the Gemara.
Because this way he'll be more careful about getting rid of the Gemara.
No, it's that if a fire breaks out, it's still his. It's not his yet. It's not mine until I actually take it. Although I paid for it, it's not mine. So if a fire breaks out, he's going to want to save the Gemara because it's still his Gemara. See, if I give him the Gemara, if I give him the money and the deal is completely finalized, then if a fire breaks out, he's not going to do anything for me. He's not going to care. It's not his item anymore. So if we want to make it that if it's in your house, it's still yours. Now the Gemara says, if a fire breaks out, the Gemara says well, who made the fire? If it's arson, it doesn't really matter whose it is. Meaning, if I buy a Gemara, right, and the guy burns down his arson, I'll get the money from him. So obviously it has to be worried about a natural fire. So the Gemara says, Saif, Madashad Delaika Baishlumi, and Lagzerisha Matipal Delaika Baishlumi. We're talking about a case where there's a lightning strike, and there's no one to blame. But you got to save the items. So you got to have to save the items, because you're not getting your money back. So Imukmis Labershusei, if we allow that the money makes the deal final, Moser Navshe Tarachumatsu. So if the item is still the seller's until the buyer actually takes it out of the domain, then the seller will do his best to actually save the item. V'loi. But if you make it that the money finalizes the deal, Moser Navshe Tarachumatsu, he's not going to do anything to save it. Okay. That's Rav Yochanan's take, that on a biblical level, Mois is kinda. Rav Rish Lakish disagrees. He says, no, Mashicha Muvreshin Minatar. Rish Lakish says, no. The Torah only endorses Mashiach. Mayis is not kindness. It doesn't work biblically. You need Mashiach. How do I know this? My time with the Rish Lakish. Amar Kra. The pasuk is talking about doing business and not ripping off other people. The pasuk says, don't rip people off. Don't overcharge. The pasuk says, though, we sell to each other. Miyad. You need to do mashicha. Yad. So therefore you see that the Torah says it only works if it's mashicha, not mos. That's Rish Lakish's source. What does Rav Yechanan do? Rav Yechanan says, miyad lemute karka, they'll say no. Rav Yechanan says, the word miyad does not mean it has to be mashicha. It means the laws of overcharging, which is that if you charge me more than a sixth, I could say mekachtos, that does not apply to land. If you overcharge me for land, the deal is still a deal. How do I know this? Because miyad, it has to be something that could be passed from person to person. Land is not passed from person to person, therefore the laws of overcharging don't apply to land. Reish Lakish, how does he know both halachas? Im kein lithachra v'chisim kar mem kar miyad misecha el toinoi, oikona, lamali shmamin l'mashicha. The word oikona, which is extra, tells you that it needs to be a maisa kinyan of mashicha. Rav Yochanan, oikona yavale, what does he do with oikona? He says, mibay lil kedetanya, v'chisim kru mimkar el toinoi, ein li el shenisav l'kech, nesana moichu minayin, tam lama oikona el toinoi. You know what he says oikona teaches you? That the laws of overcharging, or not overcharging, or ripping off, that is a mekachtos, goes both ways. Meaning, if you overcharge me a sixth, it's a mekachtos, and if you undercharge me a sixth, it could also be a mekachtos, as long as somebody's getting ripped off. Meaning, if I say I want to be paid market value, and you don't pay me market value, you underpay me, I could also say mekachtos. I mean, mekachtos doesn't just go if I overcharge you. It goes if...
If I choose that on the seller... If I charge more than a sixth over, so I'm messing him up, that's one thing, but if I choose to give
her... No. The case is where I say I want market value, and you give me less than market value. You're ripping me off. I didn't agree to it. I want to be paid market value. You pay me less than a sixth of market value.
Yeah, but if I go up to sign and I say I want
$5... I didn't say $5. I said I want to be paid market value, and you don't pay me market value. Okay, Rish Lakish, Tarti Gamer Mineh. Okay, let's just finish up. 2 minutes, we'll end with this. It's a little bit of a tricky svara, but basically the svara is like this. Go to the next line in the Mishnah. You know what the next line in the Mishnah was? We said the first line in the Mishnah was, if I give you the money, the deal's not done. Right? What did Rav Shimon say? Yodai Alel Yoina. You know what Rav Shimon says? Okay, let's go to this case. I'm buying a Gemara from you, yeah? That Gemara is $20. I give you the $20. Deal is not done, correct? You know what Rav Shimon says? If I give you the $20, you could back out, but I can't. That's Rav Shimon Shita. So the one who has the money could back out. The one who gave the money cannot back out. That's Rav Shimon Shita. You know what that kind of sounds like? That does not sound like Rish Lakish. Why? Rish Lakish holds money is biblically not effective. So why would it be effective for one over the other? According to Rav Yochanan, that he holds that money is biblically effective. Midaraisa Moses kindness. And the rabbi said not to because we want to incentivize the seller. So he felt the only one who needs to be able to be backed out is the seller, not the buyer. But according to Rish Lakish, it either works or it doesn't. According to Rish Lakish, there should be no svara to make a distinction between the buyer and the seller. Says the Gemara, Tanan, it says the Mishnah Shimon Aymer, Kol HaShekesu B'yadayadayal Yoyna. If Shimon holds the one who has the money can back out, but not the other guy. So it's like giving the money is halfway kind of. So the Gemara says, Maichu de Matsi Haderbe Lekech, Le Matsi Haderbe. What's the svara for that? So, Iyamir Bishlam Mo's kindness. Mishmachi Maichu Matsi Haderbe. According to Rabbi Yochanan, kind of makes sense. It's still not easy, but at least it kind of makes sense. Why? According to Rabbi Yochanan, giving over the money really finalizes the deal. It's the rabbis who said they don't because they want to incentivize the seller to be able to protect the item. Therefore, they said the seller can back out, not the buyer. Because if the item goes up in value, the seller might want to back out, so they want to incentivize the seller, they want to protect the seller. Fine. Understood. But at least it makes sense why one could back out, one can't. But El Rish Lakish, Eliyamos and his kindness, but according to Rish Lakish, money is not effective b'chlal. So why can't I, the buyer, back out? It doesn't make any sense. L'keich nami l'adabit. Both should be able to back out. Somebody says, you're right. Amalech Rish Lakish, Alib de Rishim Leik Aminik. He came in Libid Rabban. Rish Lakish, and we'll end with this one more line. Rish Lakish says, you're right. My Svar does not work according to Rishim. Rishim definitely does not go according to me. I'm going according to the Rabban sheet. The Gemara ends off. Bish Larmila Rish Lakish. Hainu Dika Bin Rishim Lerabbanon. According to Rish Lakish, who says that Mashiach is the only thing that matters, that's the Machloikas Tinur of Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that Mos is not koine at all. And therefore, if you give the money, both sides can back out. To that, Rav Shimon says, no, only the buyer, not the seller. So according to Rav Shimon, Mos is koine. According to the Rabbanon, Mos is not koine. That's the machlokes. They're fundamentally arguing whether Mos is koine deraisa. El Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan, my ikka bein Rav Shimon Rabbanon, but according to Rav Yochanan, they both hold Mos is koine. So what's the machlokes about? Says the Gemara, ikka bein ader Rav Chisda. When with this, the machlokes is whether they agree with Rav Chisda. Dam Rav Chisda, kedera shetiknu mashicha b'meichrin, kach tiknu mashicha b'lekuchos. Shem lesed Rav Chisda Rabbanon is Rav Chisda. You know what the answer is? They both agree Mos is koine deraisa. The answer is they argue about to protect the buyer. Do we allow who do we basically? The kinyan is not going to work derabanan because we want to protect the buyer by incentivizing the seller to protect the item. The machlekes is did the chazal make the takana both ways or just one way? Meaning, did the chazal make it that in order to protect the buyer, both the buyer and the seller can't back out, or no? According to the Rav Shimon, only the buyer can't back out, and that's enough to protect. That was the machlokes. They both agree fundamentally. It's just a machlokes of how far did the takana work. Maybe tomorrow we'll explain this last part a little bit.